This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look at this headline from CNN. There's a battle between democracy and authoritarianism, and democracy's losing. When they're the ones bragging, they're bringing in authoritarian world government. There's the headline. Absolutely crazy. So, makes the head spin. My phone's not loading for some reason, my little globalist tracker. You can go to the front page of CNN, it says that. You can pull the actual headline up. Jason, we really appreciate you and the great job you're doing. I want to invite you back more often, because I know you do a great job on your own show, and you do a great job here, showing people a lot of documents and proof. Obviously, a lot of our stations are radio. But for TV viewers, they got a chance to see basically everything you talked about. You showed them. This has been a pretty powerful hour. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners?
Well, you know, let me plug your supplements for a second, Alex. For instance, the guy we've been talking about a lot, Dennis Bushnell. All these people will tell you, oh, supplements don't work. They try to get you away from the vitamins, just like they don't want you to have red meat. And again, Bill Gates and others like him, they're going to give you synthetic food. The bugs are going to be okay. Well, guys like Bushnell, if you actually go to his NASA profile, I know you had that one picture pulled up, but if you scroll down, he's known for taking handfuls of supplements every day. And Ray Kurzweil, for instance, he's a guy, Alex, that also is known.
They all gobble superfoods and supplements and eat red meat because they know red meat massively boosts your brain's cognitive operation. They also gobble eggs all day. That's why that's literally what your brain operates off of is cholesterol. But notice they say, oh, don't have cholesterol. They give you drugs that literally eat your brain, statins.
And you know, Huxley and others wrote about this, right? And now we're living in this society where people have wanted that instant gratification. They've bought into that a pill is going to make everything better, that the government can take care of them. Unfortunately, that's not reality. They've been bombarded with just major propaganda. So, you know, at one point you have to say to yourself, look, you can't blame all these people. You know, I heard you earlier. You know, at least Bill Gates and these guys have a goal. It is a demon's goal, Alex. You know that spending my time in InfoWars, I was never a religious guy. But, you know, as things have moved forward, there is no doubt to me that this is not only a human battle and a battle for our species, but like Eisenhower warned us, a spiritual battle as well. And to embrace that darkness at the behest of supposed immortality and the domination, the enslavement, and the extermination of your very own species, I don't know if there is anything that could be more grotesque and more evil and more worth fighting against. Our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our families, our friends are all at stake right now. And as you know, a lot of us aren't going to make it out there, right? Even H.G. Wells said, on the altar of this New World Order, many beautiful people will die. Well, if that's what it takes, I don't care, because I refuse to live in a dystopic nightmare where I am no longer a human being. And some authoritarian who's basically a generational predator class member gets to monitor my very essence. Not going to happen, Alex.
Well, that's right. You do a few more minutes with us, and then we're going to have Joe Salente take over. But that was beautifully said, Jason. And as you accepted this as a spiritual battle, did your discernment and understanding not expand massively?
You know, Alex, obviously, I know that you have kids. You know, I take care of my nieces. My brother has now had three children. And if you can't look at, you know, the babies, the kids in your family and know, and just know that there is something special about us that, again, transcends everything they tell us in these, you know, Darwinian evolution theories. These people are social Darwinists, right, Alex? They think that they can just take over. It's survival of the fittest. If you fall for it, whatever, that's on you. But then you find out, again, as we just showed you,
the really devil worshiper, child molesters. You don't even get in the club unless you rape children, bare minimum. Now it's kill children. The Olympics showed we're going to kill your children, the medical system, and now they're doing it. Mass child sacrifice has now begun, publicly.
If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction. You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years, that's going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself, get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient, and fund the InfoWar today at 360Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
All right, Jason Burmis, you've always done a great job. I've known you. Is it 17 or 18 years? How long have I known you, Jason?
You know, I think that we did our first radio together all the way back in 2005, but we met in 2006 at Chicago at that very first 9/11 Truth get-together where so many others that have gone on to do great things were there. You know, my buddy Luke Radowski, Gary Franchi was there. I believe that's where I met Richard Andrew Grove. Really pioneers of alternative media that have stuck it out. And, you know, I remember sitting down like it was yesterday, Alex. First time I meet the guy, we're sitting there, we're having drinks, and, you know, people are coming to talk to Alex Jones. And someone, I think, either gave you I'm pretty sure it was a $100 bill, and you just ripped it right in half. And he gave it back to the guy, I don't want your money. And, you know, from there, Alex, it's been, you know, a wild ride, right? Look, 9/11 is that catalyzing event that kind of brought me into the fray, and no matter where I was in my personal life or where society thought I was, I had to do something. And I can only hope that, again, after this almost two-year COVID-1984 nightmare that we are currently still under globally, it can be that awakening for other people. Because I'm not special, man. You know, I'm you know, a beauty school dropout that, you know, got involved with a documentary film that tried to tell the truth about 9/11. And
it's
somehow
called being a barber when you're a guy, Jason, not a beauty school dropout. Hey, seriously, though, I remember that now. And I felt rude, but I do need money to fund my operation. It was the way the guy went, here's $100 if you'll talk to me. And then I tore it up. I think I bought the guy drinks and dinner or something. My point was is that I didn't need him to give me $100 to talk to me. That was the point. I wasn't like a vending machine.
No, yes. No, listen, it wasn't anything malicious at all, folks. It was just, again, one of those moments. And, again, we were trying to warn people about Homeland Security. We were trying to tell people, you're the terrorist. And now it's evolved to the point where parents at school board meetings are under DOJ investigation. Did I ever think it was going to get to that point?
Jason, look at these headlines. Look at this. Biden administration's stockpiling millions of records on U.S. gun owners amid new crackdown on firearms. Internal ATF documents fuel concern. Biden building massive illegal database of American gun owners. When I went to buy a couple of hunting shotguns a few weeks ago at Cabela's, they go, oh, it's a new thing. It flashed up and asked me if I was a straw purchaser, asked me a bunch of names of Joneses I didn't know. And again, that's how these databases say you might be guilty now. And that's exactly how this works. It's all the social credit score. Here's another one. Biden crusade against domestic extremism spurs thousands of FBI probes, fears of police state. Fears of the police state? They raided James O'Keefe on Saturday for not publishing a diary somebody sent in that they confirm is the president's youngest daughter talking about him having sex with her. Your comment on that,
yeah,
Jason?
No, it's wild. Again, you know, what's happened to Julian Assange right now, the fact that the only discussion is whether or not that he would be killing himself in prison is why he's not being extradited. The man's committed no crimes. You know, he exposed.
They dropped the charges of raping the two sex operatives.
Yeah, absolutely. That never went to court at all. They admitted that those women made, you know, malicious and false claims against him. Look, Assange
Never forget, and one of them worked for the CIA.
Well, absolutely. I mean, if you look at that whole debacle, it is shameful. Again, that's one of the many stains.
It's so obvious when I've been to, like, Trump Hotel or other D.C. hotels, I'll be sitting down there just getting a drink back when I was still drinking. And, like, two women will walk over, because they always do it in teams, and they'll say, hey, let's go up to your hotel room and have sex. And I've done this in front of the crew, and I go, you think I'm going to let you put me in prison like Julian Assange? Plus, you ain't that good looking, and I'm married. So I don't need to have sex with sex operatives. And they look like somebody just, I mean, it's so obvious, these CIA sex ops. I mean, you women can just burn in hell. That's happened to me a lot. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, you look at Assange, right? Even, in the Ecuadorian embassy during all these times and tribulations, WikiLeaks are the ones that put out those OPCW documents that confirm that no chemical attack happened in Douma. And even, you know, the internal UN investigators knew this, and their report had been compromised. That's why you need WikiLeaks. That's why you need Project Veritas. You know, Project Veritas, for instance, has one of the right-hand men of Zuckerberg, Mr. Metaverse, talking about how this is eugenics. This is eugenics, and eugenics is basically the gospel for these people. They can redress it, and they can call it something else they want.
Yes, everything assaulting us, the entire future, everything is this. Their future is death. Our future is life. That's why InfoWars is the tip of the spear, and I'm so glad to see the giant awakening. And Jason, you're an OG. I mean, you've been, what, 16, 17, 18 years fighting tyranny. Let's have you back again soon. Jason Burmes, anybody can search into his name. God bless you, and be safe, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Owen Schroyer's coming up in T-minus 48 minutes. He's going to be taking over in 48 minutes, loaded for bear. A bunch of other special reports, InfoWars.com. A bunch of news I didn't get to. Gerald Celente is about to take over right now. Whatever you do, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about InfoWars, about News Wars, about Bandai Video, about Gerald Celente, and about what he's about to say right now. That's how we override the censors. It's how we reach new people. It's how we save folks. And you know what they say. If the situation was hopeless, the propaganda would not be necessary. And now taking over is the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
And I want to thank Alex and everybody for all that they do. And as he said, you know, we're in the fight for our lives. This is unprecedented. And they're robbing us of our freedom right in front of our faces. And it's not only the United States. Remember when the COVID war broke out, they were saying, oh, they're doing this to get rid of Trump. Get rid of Trump. They locked down Italy. Yeah, now they're showing the numbers of deaths in Italy, you know, compared to what they really said they were, COVID deaths weren't. And how about a place like Australia for a loss of freedom? Now, this is global and it's demonic. And it began in China. And the Chinese way, you must obey, and that's what we've become. We used to make fun of them wearing these idiotic masks. Of course, when you read the directions on the box, it says right here that these masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection, but you, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, must wear them. I want to get on to some economic issues here because this is very big what's going on right now. Last week, as you know, the Federal Reserve said they were going to cut back on the tapering. Tapering means quantitative easing, where they're buying up $120 billion a month of corporate and government bonds. The definition of fascism, according to Mussolini, is the merger of state and corporate powers. Here's a cat that knew a little thing about fascism. And that's what we have now. It's fascism. It's all for the corporations. The corporations are totally in charge. There is no government. It's the bankster gang. The drug dealers that morons and imbeciles called Big Pharma. Big tech, little boys with little cojones. And the military-industrial complex. Totally taken over. Military-industrial, you mean all these big defense contractors? Isn't that a nice word? Defense contract? So it's the merger of state and corporate powers. Going back to Powell, the little boy Fed bankster, saying they're cutting back on bond buying. When I went to college with Economics 101 in graduate school, they never taught me about a thing called quantitative easing or zero and negative interest rate policy. They made this crap up because they're a bunch of crapsters. They're banksters. So, yeah, they're cutting back $15 billion a month out of $120 billion, but still buying up all that fake money and putting more fake money out there. And they also announced that they're not...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on. Yeah, you know, I say going on over there about the Fed. So now, cutting back on bond buying, because I want to go into the markets and what's going on. And they said they're not going to raise interest rates right away, which I thought they would have. And same thing in the UK. Last Thursday, 62% of the bets were that they were going to raise interest rates, and they didn't. And they have inflation running over 5%. So inflation is going to keep going. That's the bottom line. So the new trend is GSB. Gold, silver, and Bitcoin. They're going to keep going up. As long as they keep pumping all this cheap money in. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. Global economic recovery is facing big tests. They go on to say that global economic recovery, coming back last year's deep contraction, is approaching a delicate juncture as policymakers and executives grapple with a bumpy transition from the post-pandemic reopening to the more normalized pace of growth. This is profanity. Policymakers? You mean slimeball politicians who get paid off by the corporation? Lobbyists? What, are you kidding me or what? They're dealing. They pay them off to do what they're told. Policymakers. Central banks in the United States and elsewhere are trying to chart a path that will curb inflation but will not choke off growth. So, as they navigate the process of weakening economies off the extraordinary measures, you ready? Including rock-bottom interest rates and enormous bond-buying programs. The surge in U.S. consumer demand over the past years, turbocharged by trillions of dollars in stimulus, has ricocheted outward and caused disruptions to global supply chains that are now worsening and might stretch into 2022, executives said. Yes, global supply chains, that is part of the problem. The big issue here that they keep overlooking is the Federal Reserve in a country near you pumping in all of this cheap money and giving that money to people and people spending it, and that's what's driving up inflation. Are the supply chain problems real? Yes. Supply chains? Another article in the Wall Street Journal last Tuesday. CEOs rethink global production playbook. Some are moving workers in production facilities closer to home and relocating plants closer to suppliers. No kidding. How about a self-sustaining economy? How about these low-life pieces of garbage, scum, crap, murderers? Like Bill Clinton and others with NAFTA and bringing China into the World Trade Organization. And there she is, our Treasury Secretary, Bacha Bruta Yellen, yep. How about these criminals that took our production away from us and brought it overseas, and now you could work for $11.50 an hour, and you don't have to work in a factory. You could work at Dollar General, which never existed before. There he is. A little nothing of a slime ball. Yep, murdered people like crazy over there in Iraq. You know, Madeline, not all that bright, the UN ambassador at the time, on with Leslie Stahl, and asking if Bill Clinton's... Take a picture of him, look at him then, and look at him now. His sanctions on Iraq that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children. She said, yes, it was worth the price. But anyway, the way we solve this is a self-sustaining economy. We have all the natural and human resources we need. We don't have to buy our stuff from Vietnam, from China. Yeah, look at her. Madeline all not that bright. I was on the QE2 with her. I was a keynote speaker. She was the one before me. It's a whole story going back. But anyway, she looked like the Queen of Tarts. She had a red thing on. What a arrogant freak. Took about 15 minutes to introduce her. Born in Czechoslovakia, her father was this, her mother was that. She went to this school and that school, honored us in this and that and this, and this and that. And then the next day they interviewed me. You know, I was the next keynote speaker. And I said, thank you very much for that introduction. You know, Gerald Celente, the author of Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, blah, 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 blah. Appears on all the major shows. I said, it's a very nice introduction. I said, but after hearing that introduction from Madeleine Albright last night, I felt like I was shortchanged. And I said, and what you also didn't mention was that I didn't graduate PS76 in the Bronx with honors. But anyway, going back to the economy. GSB, gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Those to me are the big ones now and in the future. Yes, the prices of gold and silver are going to go down when they raise interest rates, unquestionably. They also want to keep gold prices down because when gold prices spike, they know how bad things are. And the criminal organization called J.P. Morgan Chase was caught rigging the precious metals market. They were fined $900 million in 2019, so that they're trying to keep it down. It's going to come back when they raise interest rates and the economy goes down, because we're going to go into an economic bust, the likes we've never heard of before. And to show you their arrogance and incompetence, this is also a quote from Jerome Powell in the Wall Street Journal about inflation. It's very, very difficult to forecast and not easy to set policy. Inflation has come in higher than expected, and bottlenecks have been more persistent and more relevant. We see that they're now on track to persist well into next year. That was not expected by us, nor by other U.S. macro forecasters. That's a total lie. In every Trends Journal issue, for nearly a year, we've been warning about inflation, and then as the bottleneck process started to build up, writing about it continually. They don't know what they're doing. And if they do know what they're doing, they're lying, because they know when interest rates go up, this economy goes down. So remember, we're going to be back. Support InfoWars. We have important information for you.
I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system, 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue, 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off, and we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus, so it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And like Alex said, you know, these products are great for you. And not only being great for you, they're helping support InfoWars. And we're in the fight for our lives. I can't imagine what's going on in this world. You know, I'm going to be 75 years old this month. And I'm saying to myself, boy, I'm glad I'm not a young guy. I would hate to grow up. This isn't my kind of life. They suck the joy and beauty out of life. It's gone. It's gone. And InfoWars is fighting to bring it back. And they have great products that can help you. As Alex mentioned before, and I'm going to mention it again, you know, this Black Friday is coming early. And you got to watch out with that name, Black Friday. You know, that's discriminatory. You know why they call it Black Friday? Because in the retail business, the numbers went into the black rather than the red when the holiday shopping began. So that's why they called it Black Friday. And it is coming early. You got 10% off all storable foods, plus free shipping and double Patriot points. So the globalists that we all know, they haven't just crept out of the showers. They're right in front of our faces. And they're openly trying to destabilize the whole planet. So in my opinion and others, now is the most crucial time to stock up on storable foods. You better prepare, prevail, to prosper, and get ready for the next big crisis, because it's coming around the block. Because they call them leftists, and they're not the leftists of my day, but they're commie fascists have already shown they're not holding anything back. And in response to these people that are sabotaging our humanity, the team of over at My Patriot Supply has agreed to allow InfoWars to offer its customers 10% off on all storable foods, but this deal is not going to last long, and it can't. This is only available for a limited time, and you're only going to get it exclusively at InfoWarsStores.com. And it had been years since they'd raised the price of storable foods, but you see that inflation going up, and something we have now have had to do twice just in the last year as a result of this coup that they've done. And that's why it's important that you take advantage of the savings on InfoWars high-quality storable food before they're forced to raise the pricing yet again. So your decision can mean save time and saving money later, and also helping to save your life, because this is important stuff. And again, inflation is real. They lied about it. Powell's been saying inflation wasn't going to go up, and they haven't hardly raised the prices at InfoWars. And then it became from temporary to transitory. And now they're admitting it keeps going up, and yet they haven't raised interest rates, because they know that when they raise interest rates, this economy goes down. It's been artificially inflated with all this cheap money. And Gregory Mannarino has a great article in this week's Trends Journal that'll be out tomorrow night on what to expect in the markets, and he's been dead on with them. And really, way, way ahead of the trends on it. So the reality is that they're going to keep this cheap money. Again, current events form future trends. And what I do each day as a trend forecaster, I read the news, underline the salient points, and see what's going on. So when you say there's going to be a slowdown, and when they raise interest rates, it's going to get worse. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. Economists predict modest boosts to growth. And they talk about the infrastructure package, and it's not going to do much at all. And it's not an infrastructure package. It's only $550 billion of that trillion plus has gone to the infrastructure, and not even into the real infrastructure, because it's going into airports and power facilities as well, and broadband. The roads are a mess. I was just down in New York City yesterday, drove back, and the roads are, it's a pothole, steel all over the place, one town after another. $550 billion over 10 years. Nothing. What's the military budget? What was it, $7 billion? No, excuse me, $788 billion? And they're dumping chump change into the infrastructure. So going back to the economy, inflation, oil prices were down, now they're back up. They're hitting back to $84 a barrel. Copper prices are going up. Wheat prices, one after another. We're going to see more inflation. They're going to have to raise interest rates. GSB, gold, silver, Bitcoin. They had an election over here in New York. This guy Adams won. You know what he wants to do? He wants to make New York City the the crypto capital of the world. That's right. He wants to teach the schools crypto. He wants them to, schools to be teaching about crypto. It's not going away. It will only go away when the government prohibits it. They're going to prohibit it when the coins go digital, because they're not going to want competition then. But we're years away from that. But they could change it like that. And they will, I believe, when the economy crashes. Because they'll blame it on things like that, just like they did when Franklin Delano Roosevelt became president in 1933 and called in all the gold. Did it boop, like that. They'll do it like that, but I don't see that coming right now. And then you see the other things going on. Again, the current events form future trends. Marketers add NFTs to toolbox. State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company rolled out an augmented reality treasure hunt last week targeting football fans. The latest company to use non-fungible tokens as the way to reach potential customers with a new medium. You heard about the metaverse that Zuckerberg is talking about. It's real. This is the Industrial Revolution began in the early 1800s. The Luddites fought it because it took the craftsmanship away from the individual person. And now they're doing it again. They're taking the beauty out of life. They're digitizing it. It's not real anymore. So going back to these digital coins, this is the future. The Luddites had it right. Look what used to happen when I was a young guy. You know, they had that rally over there where those people died listening to rap. Rap? Used to be people like Ella Fitzgerald, Count Basie, Duke Ellington. When American music was, the jazz was hot. Great rock and roll, rhythm and blues. And now down to nothing. Synthesized crap. And that's where all this is going. Synthesized crap. And that's why we have to unite. You know, people ask me, Gerald, what could change this? You know what could change it? A renaissance. And that's what I believe we need. We need to bring back what made this country the land of opportunity that they've stolen away from us. And the way you could do that is by joining together. And InfoWars is part of that team. And as you know, I started the church, the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. Freedom, Peace, Justice.com. And we're also offering members of the congregation medical vaccine exemptions. And they're the top of the top. And the comments we're getting, everybody loves them. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. As I said, you're going to see inflation keep moving. And you don't have to listen to me. Again, listen to the facts. And that's what we do with the Trends Journal. The truth in trends is we only put the facts and the data. And that's why you need to support InfoWars, because they're putting out the truth and the information that they're stealing from us and only selling us propaganda. So, global food prices surge as inflation spreads. All right? So you want to get these products now. That's only according to the Wall Street Journal this past weekend. Rising food prices are causing increasing hardship across a swath of the developed world and the developing world. So you want to get these products while the prices are still where they're at, because they're going to keep moving higher. There's a lot of implications to this rising inflation, and I'm going to get to them. Firms expect supply woes to linger. Again, not making this stuff up. You saw the underlining things? Those are the salient points of the articles that we concentrate on, the truth and trends. We look at current events forming future trends. So then you keep looking at these numbers. Wheat price rally signals food inflation. You been to the store lately? Emerging markets miss out on 2020 equity rally enjoyed by developed world. This is from Financial Times. So the emerging markets, they're hurting now, and it's going to get much worse as inflation goes higher. Again, making connections between different fields. What's out of the news is, hey, you see what's going on with that coup over there in Sudan? Oh, what's a Sudan? Is that like a Yemen? I don't know what that is. Oh, those are those countries over there where wars are being... Oh, and in Yemen, the war that brought to you by Obama and Saudi Arabia. Yeah, that's only about 10 million people are in starvation. Yeah, that one, but we won't talk about that. You know, all the people dying of COVID. Anyway, rebels advance toward Ethiopian capital. Again, we were writing about this Ethiopian war that was launched back last year, about a week ago last year, early November, by the new prime minister, who was a Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner like Obama, the murderer that destroyed Libya and got that guy Gaddafi out of there and turned the richest country in Africa into one of the poorest. And I'm putting all the trends together. What else does this mean? Well, Ethiopia is the second largest country in Africa. There's a civil war going on, launched by a piece of crap prize president because the Tigrayans, he said, had an election and they weren't supposed to because of COVID mandates. That was his excuse. The Tigrays were in charge and they were a minority. And again, I'm not taking sides here, but they were a minority of the population in Ethiopia and they ran the joint for a couple of decades. Anyway. Refugee crisis like we've never seen before. Put the pieces together. I'm telling you what's going on with inflation. You read the articles coming from the Financial Times telling you about the emerging markets submerging. Interest rates are going up in other countries. What does that mean? You're going to start seeing, it's out of the news again. Oh, the migrant crisis, the refugee crisis in America is over. It's not in the news anymore. And what happened, I'm going back to Ethiopia, Libya, because Libya, when Gaddafi, before he was killed, he warned the Europeans, you take me out, you're going to have a refugee crisis like you can't believe. He was prohibiting the people from coming out of Africa and getting out into Libya and going across. And when they killed him, Well, then there's the other wars that Obama started and supported in Syria. Oh, they only have 5 million refugees. Well, it used to be a great tourist destination. So putting all the trends together, this thing's going to get very ugly very quick. Another thing, going back to the cryptos, K-pop, that's that big South Korean, it's... You know, they're the superstars over there. And they're partnering with their biggest crypto exchange. And they're operating to sell a non-fungible token related to the band. So I'm telling you, go back to the metaverse. This is all connected. It's only going to get worse unless we have a renaissance to change this. You know, here's that other article I was telling you about. New York Mayor-elect Eric Adams announced plans to take his first 3 paychecks in Bitcoin, saying that he would make his city the center of cryptocurrency industry. It's not going away. And the banks, yeah, it's one after another, one after another. You know, they had that big climate change meeting. And of course, they just said it was a lot of baloney, which of course it was. Again, not taking sides on it, but it was baloney. And then they had a big rally of some 40,000, 100,000, it says. The climate exchange demonstration Friday in Glasgow, organizers were hoping to attract up to 100,000 people in Saturday's event. I don't know how many they got, but they had a lot. How come I didn't see the cops beating up these people? The COVID cops, where were they? What hypocrisy. You saw what they did in Germany, in Leipzig last week. But they're beating up people everywhere. But they didn't beat them up over there. In Italy, in Trieste, beating the people up. But it's okay for these people to protest like it is for Black Lives Matter. And I remember when Black Lives Matter were protesting in 2020, and they were doing it right here in Kingston, and nobody bothered them. And then when I had the 4th of July rally, how dare I was criticized in the news. How could I do this, threatening people's lives? Yep, there you go. Look at these guys, beating up old people, women. Look at them. Look at them. But it's okay to have climate change marches. That's all right. I want to show you how bad things are getting and why we have to change it. This is from today's Wall Street Journal. Right? Look at the crap that you pay for. What is this thing called? $5. $5 for this thing. The Trends Journal, it's $2 a week for 100 and something pages. With information you don't get anywhere else. Don't be that awkward. Don't be that awkward colleague. As people go back to the office, they find the rules and boundaries have changed. Here's a guide to the new workplace etiquette. Before, it was an automatic to reach someone's hand when meeting or grabbing a seat next to a coworker in a conference room, says Dana Brownlee, founder of Professionalism Matters. Is your relationships the same? Are they somehow different after not seeing the people for so long? Asks Heather Young, or Vow, or whatever her name is, the management, blah, 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 blah. They go on to say, saying hi. Don't assume someone wants to hug you or even give you a handshake, says Daniel Post. Comfortable social distance? Yeah. They're making this crap up. Wearing a mask? Let's get this straight. If you're wearing a mask, you're safe. Why are you forcing me to wear a mask? If you're vaccinated, you're safe. Why are you telling? Hey, look at this. Look at this stupid story in the Wall Street Journal. $5. $5 an issue to read this stupid crap. Look at this. It's a cartoon. It's a cartoon. All right? And that's how low the people have sunk into cartoon land. You're vaccinated, you're safe. Why bother me? You're wearing a mask, you're safe. Why bother me? We must unite. United we stand, divided we fall. They got great InfoWars products that you need to get to not only help yourself, but to help InfoWars. And if you want to read history before it happens, there's no magazine like the Trends Journal. And if you want a vaccine exemption, religious one, nothing like the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice, freedompeacejustice.com. Become a member, get your vaccination exemption. Thank you for...
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.